Ultimate Movie Championship, brought to you by patreon.com/inspiredsorter. So this is where we go after seeing Kong, and then we check out our judges real quick. We go to flickchart.com, and we rate movies. You can check out all the movies we rated, 1,300 and going strong. Flickchart.com/IDP. This is where we rate and build our ultimate movie list. Hopefully, we have a clean run. We've been having some intermittent internet issues, but
it's not our internet, it's this website.
Let's face it, it's the NSA. They're tracking our movie watching and rating experiences. Now, should we just do a regular one? We are going to do action movies for the next episode. So
yeah, let's just do, a regular one.
All right.
So starting off with one movie I've seen.
Haven't seen either of them.
All right, cool. Fuck that. I'm not a big fan of
I've played the shit
Pierce
out
Brosnan.
Of GoldenEye, but I never really saw the movie.
I've only played that game probably once. I think I went to one person's house that had that game. But yes, very popular. Jewel of the Nile?
Is that the sequel to Romancing the Stone?
Maybe. I may have seen it, but I can't remember. Yeah. Bambi, which for sure we've seen. Have you seen Schindler's List?
Yeah.
I've only seen it once. But
it's a hard one to watch. But
now, you got to go. It's the most, well, at least at one point in time, probably one of the most stereotypical stripper names, Bambi, versus one of the most stereotypical stripper names, Schindler's List. But for sure, I'm going Bambi on this one.
Yeah, I can't Schindler it.
I mean, great. It's
a
very
great,
powerful.
I'm glad.
It's a word that fits. But, you know, you can only take so much power in one lifetime.
Bro,
I get it. It's
the
horrible.
Holocaust is a bummer.
It's horrible, man.
Sorry.
Yeah. I've not seen Secret Window.
It's not that great.
Which one is that one? Is that the kids?
Deadpool's, the Secret Window one?
No.
X-Men?
X-Men Origins.
Yeah, Wolverine. That's where Deadpool...
Oh, the shitty Deadpool.
Yeah,
okay.
So is Miles Shutt. Okay, Never seen P.S. I Love You.
Me either. So, X-Men Origins Wolverine versus Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest for sure.
Yeah.
Fucking, that was a good movie.
The worst,
I liked Galaxy
the
Quest.
The worst X-Men movies out of a category of movies I'm not a fan of anyway.
That is,
Logan's the only good.
That is the absolute worst out of all of them.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. I guarantee.
And there's been 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Galaxy Quest. I was working at the theater when that came out. Born Identity.
The OG.
The first one. The original gangster versus the other OG, Men in Black. I enjoyed the first Born.
It was good. Good.
I mean, it was like a new
James Bond,
but kind of a new style too for action movie. It was the shaky cam, which has been so overdone.
Oh, I can't handle shaky cam anymore. But the first time I saw it, I was like, cool.
It was really good to show that, to hide the fact that Matt Damon can't fight. Yeah, exactly. So, but I did out of the franchise. I haven't continued with the franchise, but I enjoyed it. It is very much a, you know, but kind of like a James Bond with amnesia. Like a Who Am I, which is a Jackie Chan movie. Very similar. Doesn't
all that
know who
said, Men in Black.
But Men in Black, for sure. If this was any other Men in Black, would have lose.
Oh, yeah.
Would have lose.
The second and third lose to the first Born Identity.
Yeah. Men in Black, for sure. Getting jiggy with it. No. Oh, another Will Smith. Probably one
going
of...
Going from best to worst.
Yeah. Versus Equilibrium.
Which
independent
is
independent movie.
Fucking awesome action movie that not a lot of people know about.
Independent, that's why. But people that are into this kind of shit,
this fucking,
know about this.
It's
shit.
Real deal gunfighting.
It's fun.
And by gunfighting, I mean they kind of fist fight with guns, and it's crazy.
Yeah. It's a really fun action. Another movie where it's like, if you want to start picking at it, like.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. But
compared
it's
to
so
Wild
much
Wild
fun.
West?
It's so much fun. Yeah, Wild Wild West was the first probably mainstream steampunk movie.
Well, here's the thing with the giant spider.
Yeah.
I've watched this thing with Kevin Smith.
Uh-huh.
Whoever the producer was that worked on this, mm-hmm. like, his thing was he wanted to see a giant mechanical spider in a movie.
Oh, yeah,
and tried
yeah,
to,
yeah.
like, pitch
I heard
it.
About that, too.
Yeah, so get the cursor off Wild Wild West. But, yeah, that
I
was...
I don't even remember what I fucked up on last time because I did not go back and fix it. But I definitely did. Wild Wild West from 1999 was produced by somebody. I think it would be in here. Director, writers, producers. So
I think it was that Barry Joseph.
Okay. Anyway. Not a producer that I recognize, which is kind of a bummer.
But yeah, I
heard that story too.
Like
was it the director or was it the producer?
I think it was.
I mean, it could have been.
It could have been both, or either one. But
either,
I think it was a producer because they were telling it to Kevin Smith, who was going to be directing whatever. And he was just.
Oh, was he like slated to direct it at one point?
Or it might even have been when he wrote the screenplay for the Superman. Superman Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Where he got paid a shit ton of money, and then they were going to have Tim Burton direct it, and Nick Cage was going to be Superman.
Ooh, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is obsessed with Superman.
Yeah.
His son's name is
Kal-El.
Kal-El,
yeah. His son's also fucking crazy like his dad.
Well, same thing with Will Smith. Beverly Hills Cop. Men in Black 3. This is the director. Anyway. RV, The Tick, Equilibrium, all day.
Rocky 3 versus Trainspotting.
Trainspotting
for real.
I've heard Trainspotting 2 is good.
I've heard it's all right.
Yeah.
Interview with a Vampire versus The Fifth Element.
This is, which one do you think, because I'm not a big fan
you
of both of
you hate vampires,
movies.
And for some reason you don't like The
do
Fifth
not,
Element.
No, yeah.
I love both these movies,
yeah,
but The Fifth Element to me, I've watched it more times, rewatched it more times.
I'm curious to know what you think I want to choose, because I notoriously
I think
hate
spit
both, of
on
these.
Both of these.
I do, I 100, that's why it's funny to me.
Yeah, I think
but
for
I
some
do,
reason
I clearly
you,
lean one way over
you
the
probably
other.
Would say Interview with a Vampire for some reason, even though you hate vampires so much?
Nope.
All right. Yeah.
That's why I was curious to see.
I was not sure.
Super easy for me.
Oh, Jesus. Tom Cruise versus Tom Cruise.
Correct. Last Samurai versus Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Last Samurai was okay.
It was a fun movie. It's a fun one. A little long.
It wasn't fun.
There was some fucking, good swordplay action scenes, but it's a little long. I mean, it's a drama.
It's all about depressing.
Yeah, well, so is fucking Jerry Maguire. It's just relationship problems
and
how heavy brains are. Yeah, but what happened to him?
He's a jiu-jitsu black belt, and his head still looks weird.
Yeah, well, he's a little bit heavier than 8 pounds. The Grinch... Stole Christmas, the animated classic from 1966, versus Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's an odd matchup.
Yeah.
This is.
I don't know if I've seen Casper. I like the cartoon, but I don't know if I ever saw the movie.
Christina Ricci, Devin Sawa.
Yeah, I never saw it. I've never seen Sahara.
I don't think I have either.
The Devil's Advocate versus Zoolander. I have a feeling we're not going to agree on this one. Because I'm going Zoolander.
I'm going to go Zoolander too, but I really do like The Devil's Advocate.
I know. I thought you were going to stand firm on it.
No.
We were gonna get into
there's a lot of bullshit in that one too, but it's I still hold Devil's Advocate's a fucking good movie.
I'll rewatch it if I can find it somewhere, but
yeah. Like early Charlize Theron. I don't like Keanu Reeves' southern accent. Al Pacino plays Al Pacino.
Just not a fan.
He likes to yell.
I love all those actors and actresses. They're all amazing,
yeah.
But not a fan. Maybe the director just does stuff that I don't like. Or something. I don't know. I liked it.
I used to own it.
Or maybe I watched it when I was like, oh, religion's pretty fucking ridiculous. So what, I'm going to watch a devil movie where it's like based on their bullshit?
Well, in the end, his way to get out of it is he shoots himself and he doesn't even really die. He just fucking wakes back up before he made the decision that fucking sent him down that path.
Yeah, Zoolander. Wake me up.
That was just about to start singing that, I swear to God.
You can't not. That's like the dumbest, but the way it was shot and with the music, it's like the funniest, most retarded. Like, you want to talk about retarded men?
A gas fight.
Yeah. You want to talk about retarded men? That's how you do retarded men, that gas fight with the Orange Juliuses. Oh, it's hilarious.
Boogie Nights versus Bad Boys 2. Boogie Nights all day.
Yeah. Bad Boys 2, fun.
Fun My movie. Favorite part of Bad Boys 2 is where his daughter's about to go on a date.
Yeah.
And they answer the door.
They kind of, they're the gay dads.
Or just play super thugged out.
But I think they were like thugged out gay dads, I think. I could be wrong.
No, it was supposed to be the uncle.
It could be another movie that I've seen a similar scene in, but that was a fun scene. That was because it's them, like, riffing, because one's a stand-up comic, and the other's a comedic actor.
Yeah,
like, so they could do a scene like that.
He did comedy rap and a comedy show. Like, that's how he started. Comedy rap was kind of how he started, and then he did Fresh Prince.
Yeah. But yeah, Boogie Nights.
All day,
and
son.
I still enjoy that poster.
The cast of Boogie Nights is fucking all-star. How many Oscar winners are on that shit?
I mean, it's just a great movie. Great director, though, too. The Da Vinci Code versus Ice Age. The Da Vinci Code is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It is a really bad movie.
And I love Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks.
And I love Ron Howard.
I love Ron Howard as well.
Ice Age for me.
Ron Howard, I don't know the last movie I've seen of his that I like, because I know I'm missing a lot because he's been doing this franchise.
I think didn't they just do one like 2 or 3 years ago? The last one?
Yeah, there was one like pretty recent, like, I think.
This one, then there was Angels and Demons, and then there was like another one.
Yeah. Well, it's all based on the book series.
Yeah.
Which I started.
Paul Brown
read,
or whatever.
Something like that. I read most of the Da Vinci Code. And the book's fun.
I bet it's fine.
Yeah,
but
it's fun. It's a lot of fun. The movie, you can't fit that. They just did a horrible job. It was just bad. You can't.
The guy flagellating himself, it was fucking just weird.
Yeah.
Like an albino guy that whips himself. Ice Age, for sure. That's just for the picture of the squirrel.
Ice Age is a fun movie. Never saw any of the sequels, but Flintstones, the live action.
Maybe the worst John Goodman movie of all time.
Maybe. He may have done some stinkers along the way. From 1994, Flintstones versus Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the OG.
Ace Ventura.
100%.
All
both
day.
Came out the same year, 94 versus 94, but Ace Ventura is a classic. 2001, A Space Odyssey versus Trainspotting.
Trainspotting.
Yes. That was another one. It's like, man, you might go with it.
I like Space Odyssey, but Trainspotting is a great movie.
Air Force One, get off my plane! Versus Kyle's Mom is a Bitch, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
South Park, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Air Force One, fun action movie. Harrison Ford,
isn't
90s
he fighting,
action movie.
Gary Oldman?
Maybe. Ooh, Ghostbusters 2 from 1989 versus Gladiator, which I think they're doing a sequel to, I've heard, and Russell Crowe's going to be in it.
How?
I don't know, man, because the director's dead.
Let's not do that.
I think.
Tony Scott's dead?
Yeah. He killed himself like a few years ago.
It's Ridley Scott's brother, right? Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
He's sorry. Really upset about that chariot crash in Gladiator that showed the fucking... There's a classic scene from Gladiator where you can see, like, the mechanics underneath the chariots, like, as it flips.
All the time. I remember watching a movie and seeing
and I think
a
there's
boom
another shot
in a shot
that where, like, you they pan the crowd and hit a cameraman in the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be. Anyway,
but I'm saying Gladiator on this.
Gladiator's great.
Ghostbusters 2 is fun, but Gladiator's pretty epic for a sword and sandal movie.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And it was one of the first digitally filmed, so it had a different look in the action moments, which isn't really very good because it's, like, really choppy, but it looked different. Zombieland.
It's an interesting match.
Versus Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Both are amazing movies. I would consider both one to be more of a classic than the other, but Zombieland in time is one of
will
those
be,
classic,
yeah.
fun, and fun take on the zombie kind of craze.
But I don't think it
craze.
Beats Ferris Bueller.
No, that's the thing.
You can't.
They're both great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ferris Bueller's
and I don't know
classic.
If it's just our age.
It is 100%.
Is it just our age?
We grew up on it.
It's so good.
And it's a really good one. It's a really great movie.
Talk about a movie that you can pick apart with plot holes.
For sure, but it's a comedy that was doing shit. It was like breaking the fourth wall. I don't know if that was a new thing, but it was definitely
so good.
It became the Zach Morris thing.
Yeah.
Save
by the Bell.
Yeah. But yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is great. And it's like, it's got a good, it's
I
like
felt
a very
like,
much like fuck.
I felt like I associated more with Cameron than
yes,
Ferris.
Yes, 1,000%.
Because I had That's friends. What, I had friends I'm, that would get me in trouble. And
yes. Like, yeah, me too. Same thing. And it's like, I would never be singing karaoke on top of a float just because I did this elaborate thing to get out of school.
Yeah.
Elaborate
so
as
elaborate.
Fuck. Like, just to fool his parents.
To fool the entire town.
But I love that part.
They painted Save
too,
Ferris
yeah.
on the water tower.
That became a fucking band. A ska band, which I enjoyed.
Save Ferris?
Yeah. It's a fun... It's a... I can't remember one of their hit songs.
Alien 3 versus The Mexican, which just happens to be in Mexico, but is Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt, so I don't know why they call it The Mexican.
Have you seen it?
Yes, with the stupid gun.
He drives an El Camino.
Yeah, whatever. Alien 3 is a dog shit movie, too, but
I don't know if I've seen it.
Yeah, you have.
I don't know if I have.
It's the shaved head one, where they're on the prison planet.
Oh, the shaved...
She shaves her head, and everyone else is... Alien 3.
For sure. I gotta rewatch that fucking franchise. Geez, crazy matchups. Home Alone, a very classic Christmas movie.
The original.
A very good monster movie, Cloverfield, although you just don't... It's probably the most unique monster movie.
Found footage monster movie.
Exactly. So it's very much of its time. Found footage, very big, 2008. I remember seeing this in the theater with two of my friends, and we showed up late, and the only seats in a big screen.
Up front.
Very front row. Of shaky cam. After the movie, I'm not driving, my friend's driving, we're dropping off our other friend. He has to walk up the stairs. He fucking falls, like, twice, trying to walk up the stairs to his apartment, just because he's so still disoriented from watching a shaky cam movie, like, you're staring at a two-story building from 5 feet away. It's like...
I saw 300 in the first row.
Oh, but at least that one's not shaky cam.
No. But,
not good,
but,
though.
But the...
Nothing's good.
But the,
there should
the
not
slow-mo
be seats
fast
there.
Mo.
That's true.
For... And
you're like...
Yeah, I'm going like this because
but
you're
the thing
so close.
With this,
you have to.
This pan. you're going like that. Just so you can like see what's going on. It's it was horrible. I've since
if you shake your head
it,
at
though.
The right rate, does you think it evens it
you
out?
You can try and it's like fighting. You match the.
You're like,
but then when you walk out, that's what happened to shaky jeans.
Home Alone for
Home
sure.
Alone, yeah, but definitely
props to Cloverfield
for sure.
Would beat a lot of things.
The first of the kind of overall Cloverfield universe movies. kind of.
We'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
10 Cloverfield Lane was a good movie.
It was better than
the original.
Yeah. Totally different movies.
This is another interesting matchup. I know where you stand on this one.
Kindergarten Cop's a tough one.
It is.
But it's not super tough.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Kindergarten Cop versus Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Minds.
Boys have penises. Girls have vaginas.
Kindergarten Cop is going to beat a shitload of movies. But as we've said before.
I dare you.
It's not good.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know, but it's still like
terrible.
He's made a lot of terrible movies.
I loved it as
a
kid.
Me too. They remade Kindergarten Cop with the dude that played He-Man. What's his name?
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah. They called it Kindergarten Cop 2, but it's a remake of the first one.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I'll go with you on that one. I'm not going to. I don't know that I've seen Earth.
Don't either.
It
looks interesting.
It
as far as like what just, the fuck is it?
Yeah, it just says Earth.
Ooh, interesting.
Versus the worst of the Ridge Tridge.
It's like every other movie with that franchise. Misery versus Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I just rewatched Misery recently. And we rewatched both of these within the last year.
Kalima Shakti De.
I am 100% going Indiana.
Kalima Shakti De. Oh, yeah.
100% going Indiana.
I like
Jones.
Misery, but I'm not. It's just.
If you want to see it's a thriller,
it's
bummer movie. Kind of, yeah. But it's just them. It's great performances because basically just it's her and James Caan.
Yeah.
So it's great
Kathy Bates and James
Caan. Yeah, Kathy Bates and James Caan. Versus basically very little shot on location Indiana Jones movie where it's very much stage production for a lot of the movie. But a fun movie. I'm glad I rewatched Misery because it had been a while and I appreciate it for what it is. But for sure it's not beating
The Shining versus Lilo and Stitch.
It's hilarious.
The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah. Other Disney movies could beat The Shining for me easy.
For you.
But, you know.
But not Lilo and Stitch.
Nah.
I will say, even though
I was just going to say that, and it's doing it right now.
No, I'm fine with it because. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
And it was even quick
we
about it.
We got a really good run on it.
Hercules versus Contact. Hercules the animated movie.
Contact for sure.
Some people hate that movie.
It's a fun.
I dug that movie. Yeah. I like sci-fi though, so.
I do too, but some of it like.
The Matthew McConaughey preacher
I was good
character.
With it. I was good with that movie. I enjoyed it. The end was pretty cool. Possibly.
Yep.
I like this matchup. Deep Impact versus Monsters, Inc.
Deep Impact, the sister movie to Armageddon.
Yeah.
They both came out at like the same time.
Yep.
And both asteroid movies.
One makes contact.
Yeah, this one's a super bummer.
They didn't.
Like,
they weren't able to get Bruce Willis. They couldn't afford Bruce Willis in this one. So they're like, we're not going to drill. And
this one, they just get into the mountains close to here. Actually, and they hide.
Yeah.
And Elijah Wood, isn't that who?
I think so.
Yeah.
Early
Elijah Wood.
He was in The Good Son or The Bad Son.
The Good Son. That was super early.
Yeah.
Radio Flyer he was in, which was a really good movie.
He's one of those kid actors that didn't fuck himself up.
North.
Which is crazy. That's right. With Bruce Willis, right?
I don't know. Was Bruce Willis in North?
I think so. It was like a Disney movie or something.
Yeah,
I'm almost positive.
Hmm. Yeah, he was in a lot of shit early. But Radio Flyer, if any people haven't seen it, check it out.
I've probably seen it, but I haven't seen it.
It's him and his brother. And I think Tom Hanks is their dad.
Weird. I don't remember that at all.
Or no, wait. He's in the one Jack the Bear with Danny DeVito. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making shit up at this point.
You could be right. I don't know either way. But versus Monsters, Inc.
I'd say Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, Monsters, Inc.
And it's not even my favorite of the Pixars.
Mine either, but I enjoy it.
Any means.
Probably John Goodman. Another good John Goodman.
Billy Crystal.
Yep. Yeah, last Billy Crystal thing that I've done. That anyone cared about? Yeah. I've not seen Styria. True Lies. It's a movie I want to watch.
Michael Bay.
No. True Lies is James Cameron.
Are we sure?
I'm almost positive. Let's see. Let's double check.
You could be right. That does sound...
True Lies. I'm almost positive it is. I could be wrong. For sure. But I'm almost positive. Yeah, yep. James Cameron. Still not released on Blu-ray.
Really?
That's from what... I mean, I don't buy Blu-rays, but...
Yeah.
I don't think it's in digital either. I don't think you can get it on iTunes yet.
Either. I really like True Lies.
I loved it. It was a fun movie.
But it's going up against Gangs in New York.
That's true. It got a bad matchup. I'm saying it's
just
not
fucking
all
epic. And a lot of people don't really like Gangs in New York that much.
A little long, but I enjoy. I liked it. It's not my favorite Scorsese movie.
Cameron Diaz is
for sure.
Terrible in that movie, but the rest of the cast is fucking great. John C. Reilly.
It's in that movie. Yeah, it's but still not my favorite. Definitely not my least favorite of Scorsese's though. I'm going with
Daniel Day-Lewis sure. is Bill the Butcher.
I get it. You haven't seen all of his work, though, for how much of his dick is in your mouth all the time.
I haven't seen a lot of movies
you've seen of his. It's like, Daniel Day-Lewis, bro. It's like, I get it. It's like
I haven't seen Lincoln
you need to
still.
See, I haven't seen that either. But you
dude,
need to
My
see,
Left Foot?
You need to see fucking There Will Be Blood is one that you need to see. That's a fucking great movie, and he's great in it, as he usually is. True Lies, I love it. I want to see it. But yeah, Gangs of New York is...
True Lies made me want to fuck Jamie Lee Curtis.
For sure. Now I just want to eat yogurt.
It makes you poop better.
Could. If you're getting the right kind. Kindergarten Cop is back versus the Star Trek remake from J.J. Abrams. The lens flare edition.
Yes.
This is basically him rebooting Star Trek, led to him rebooting
Star Wars,
which led to South Park in a storyline. He reboots the national anthem because of Kaepernick kneeling. And they're like, he keeps making everything better, so let's get J.J. Abrams to make the national anthem better so that nobody. And all he did was like, well, like, gee, just changed the intro before it's the same national anthem. It's like, you can sit, you can stand, you can kneel, whatever you want to do. Let's all just appreciate this. So it's like, you can't, there's no way to
protest.
I saw
a clip
it.
Of, like, Kaepernick, like, not knowing what he should do.
It's funny. Because it's true, because he's seriously rebooting giant franchises, especially, I mean, he brought Star Trek back, even though Star Trek fans hate a lot of it because it's like action. It's more Star Wars.
They really didn't like this. The second one got terrible reviews.
I hated the second one. This one I enjoyed.
With Bumble Snatch.
The newest one I enjoyed. The second one I hated, even though it was like the last of Spock.
Yeah.
In the franchise.
But
this matchup, I mean, for me, it's Kindergarten Cop. Super easy.
It's not a Thuma.
I mean, even though it's corny, but it's like, it's got
so many
classic lines.
I don't really give a fuck about Star Trek.
I don't either.
And
that's why it's easy to go Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Just for the lines. I mean, just...
was his name Kimball or was he chasing Kimball?
My name is John Kimball, you idiot. It's his name. I remember there was a Schwarzenegger soundboard, early internet, and a lot of them were from that movie. But, yeah. My name is John Kimball, you idiot. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I don't know that I've seen Black Dynamite.
I don't think I have either. Bambi.
Again.
Versus Road Trip. I'm liking the matchups we're getting.
Yeah. But I'm going to go Road Trip on this one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Road Trip.
Unleash the Fury. Unleash the Fury. My friend had a snake at the same time this movie came out. Pet snake.
DJ Qualls. This was like his breakout.
Boinkter.
Who says boink?
Yeah. It's so much fun, and it's Tom Green, one of the... he wasn't in a whole lot of movies.
I enjoyed Euro Trip.
Me too.
Also.
Yeah, that was good. Spinoff movie, doesn't really have much related
to
this.
They made more... I think they made like five or six franchise movies.
Same thing with like all of
American
Pie.
This is
a whole thing.
Yeah, this is definitely American Pie-esque.
It's like all of the stupid people that grew up then are still watching those movies, or at least the whatevers.
Yeah,
but yeah, Road Trip for sure. Fun soundtrack too.
Two more.
Right on, the Santa Claus, the Tim Allen Santa movie from 1994 versus Mulan, the Disney animated classic from 1998. I don't know if I've seen Mulan, actually.
I know that I have, but I don't remember. I know Eddie Murphy plays the little dragon in it.
I probably have.
Zero shits about Mulan.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it enough to like...
Yeah, okay.
So we'll just say I haven't seen it.
Jesus. Rain Man...
Which is a strange poster for Rain. Yeah. It looks like a bloody...
I think those are toothpicks, if that was higher resolution.
Ew, that makes sense. Yeah.
Good call,
but it looks awesome like...
Pick. That would be high res, awesome poster.
It looks drippy blood.
Awesome poster. Yeah, yeah, it does look horror movie.
Looks like they're a death metal band, and they just spell... Yeah.
No, that's not how the fonts are used. They're not that creative to use...
True.
They're all like roots and sharp.
How much razor blades can we put on this letter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rain Man versus Santa Claus.
Yeah,
I mean,
Rain Man. Yeah.
This is a bad matchup for the Santa Claus. I mean, it's not a
Santa
great
Santa Claus
movie.
Ain't going to win in a whole lot of matchups.
I love that. I enjoyed it.
I don't think I've seen Duplicity.
I want to say I have, but
Clive Owens
remember.
And Julia Roberts? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not seen
I have that. Seen Zorro the Gay Blade, and it's fucking crazy.
Girl Next Door?
Yeah.
I have seen that. Interesting.
Interesting
two
matchup.
Two rom-coms, basically. One's a teen rom-com. The other one's a 80s, newly divorcee, like, jack-off movie, in a way. Right,
Jennifer Grey and Patrick Stewart. Jennifer Grey, whose only other real movie was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I mean, she's been in other stuff, but she had a very distinct look, and then she got a nose job, and her nose was her look.
Yeah, that'd be like,
and she got a nose job. Adrian Brody getting a nose job, it just fucking ruined his career. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't ruin it, but it'd be like...
Well, after she did
why are you trying to look like everybody else?
She disappeared into nowhere because she didn't look recognizable.
Yeah.
And no one fucking booked her. Like...
Well, shit happens.
Girl Next Door was a fun movie.
It's a fun... Yeah. I enjoy... It was kind of like a very similar to like an American Pie movie. An original story.
I think I'm going to go Dirty Dancing on this.
Here's the thing.
For the soundtrack alone...
I can't. I mean, I get it, but that's not my soundtrack. I'm not revisiting those songs.
The time of my life.
Yeah.
And I never felt this way before.
You singing that song is not helping.
It's the truth.
It's not.
And I owe it all to you.
Because I had the time of my life. I feel you on that. I feel you on the songs, man. That's probably the only song I'd recognize from that movie, though. But, man, like, I don't really give a fuck about either of these.
Neither
movies,
do I, but that's why I went with Dirty Dancing, just maybe for the classic.
But it's like a fun, like, teen comedy. Like, oh, you got a porn star that lives next to you and you haven't found
plenty
it
of
yet.
Fucking she's... fun teen comedies, better than Girls Next Door.
But there's a lot that are way worse, too.
Yeah. I mean, Dirty Dancing. All right, Dirty Dancing versus Footloose, hypothetical match.
Oh,
I go
Footloose
all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty Dancing.
So that's the only other dancing movie that...
Like, my mom would put on Dirty Dancing because she was, like, divorced and she liked romantic shit, you know?
And she probably wanted to fuck Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, totally. Lift but that's
me.
Like, I'm not... I don't
do
care
the lift.
About, but then I'm watching Footloose, I'm like, oh, fuck, Kevin Bacon's rebel as fuck. and he gets angry and dances.
He fucking mad dances in a warehouse where you legitimately couldn't hear the stereo of your fucking Volkswagen Bug.
No, but whatever.
For the place, he's just dancing to nothing. And imagine if you just walked into a quiet factory, like abandoned factory, and saw a kid just...
Oh, I'd just be like, oh, you're a crackhead.
Furiously dancing like that. Yeah. Like, where you can
you're
just...
like talented even though you're on meth.
Yeah, like, where you can... You can't really even hear the music. He's just dancing.
But yeah, I'd go Footloose. Even though probably Dirty Dancing a better movie. I seriously can't remember most of Dirty Dancing. Because I've seen it, you know, maybe
no
once.
No one puts baby in a corner.
Is that from Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
I thought that was from something else. The Outsiders, I thought.
No, it's from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I guess I'll go Dirty Dancing, whatever.
Last one.
The Addams Family, the 1991 feature film remake of the TV show versus Rush Hour. Probably the first U.S. Jackie Chan team-em-up, I think, before
team
he
up,
did.
Yes, before...
I mean, they re-released
Shanghai,
his older
the
shit.
The Shanghai movies or whatever.
Chris Tucker, one of the most annoying voices, but he's been in some fun movies.
Wasn't Rumble in the Bronx his first American movie, even though they still
that was,
fucking
I mean, that
it
was
over?
All Australian. Like, all those movies that they released is, like, Rumble in the Bronx and, like... Fuck.
I still thought that was his first U.S. release.
It was, yeah. I think that was the first one we got, but it wasn't...
But
like,
it wasn't
this
shot
like,
in the U.S.?
Yeah, this is like U.S. actors and directors and shit. Where he tried to... I mean, he had a good run. I got to go Rush Hour.
I got to go Addams Family.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the show.
I don't really care about Rush Hour, the movie. And
it's
I
fun.
Like... I liked,
fun Jackie Chan.
I like Christina Ricci. I liked Raul Julia. I liked Christopher Lloyd. Angelica Houston.
But I'm just saying...
I can almost name the whole fucking cast.
I'm not a big fan of the Addams Family franchise.
No, not past
general.
That. No, not even, neither am I, but I don't give a fuck about Rush Hour. Take it to the judges.
It's the best Rush Hour.
It is. But that doesn't make it the best. This is the and best Addams Family.
Yeah, but like I like Jackie Chan way more than I give a shit about the Addams Family. I don't care
and
about
I don't
the
give
Addams
a
family.
Fuck about Jackie
I'm not
Chan.
Like, I'm not...
If he's in a good movie... Cool, but
yeah,
I don't.
That was a
I don't.
Fun
I don't watch.
Movie.
Yeah, it is.
It
but
was
I'd
one
still,
of the better fucking Jackie Chan movies.
Still going Addams Family.
Ugh, that's gross.
Take it to the judges. We haven't went to the judges at all.
That's the last one. We're going to the judges. This was a UFC card. It would be disappointing. We had finishes all night until the main event.
I'm sorry, I can't.
And it's finishing off on the fucking what is it?
Addams
Family.
Addams Family.
The Addams Family. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
91.
60% for the Addams Family versus
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour is not going to get very good.
It's probably better than I say. It's,
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's 68.
All right.
Sixth
Holy
tie.
Shit.
Wait, now we got to go back.
All right. So,
78. Oh, shit. This
the
hasn't...
first tie. Now, it's considering this is how we're ending this ultimate movie, going to the judges. It's
good fan
it's,
score.
It's
I don't
going,
think I don't think that the Addams Family
we're going
was,
to the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I think this wins.
I think Addams Family was still in the 60s. Yeah.
So 78% fan score for Rush Hour. 66.
Rush Hour wins. That's
Woo,
the first
that
time tiebreakers have happened. 60.
It's a good run.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this one. I enjoy all of them, but... Oh, no! So if you want to check out our ultimate movie list, we're almost hitting 1,400 movies that we've rated. You can check it out, flickchart.com/inspired, or IDP.
Let's give a quick rundown of our top 10. All
right, we'll do a quick rundown of our top 10. Or, yeah, top 10. Let's do top 20.
Do top
Let's
20?
Go crazy.
Okay.
Let's go crazy.
Oh, shit. Top 20. All right, start it off for us.
Hold on, here we go. Let's do this. So starting off at the number one position, newly crowned, not that long ago, Fight Club, followed by former champ Office Space, next The Big Lebowski. Coming in strong at number four, Anchorman, Legend of Ron Burgundy. Number five, history was changed with Inglourious Basterds.
All right, number six, we got Jurassic Park, the OG. Number seven, The Never Ending Story. Number 8, Donnie Darko. What up, Donnie? Number 9, Forrest Gump.
Kid gives shout outs.
I gave shout outs to Donnie. Number 10, There's Something About Mary.
Number 11, Home Alone. Number 12, Toy Story. Number 13, Team America.
Very kind of
World
kiddie
Police.
There for a minute.
It's I'm enjoying this list so far. Number 14, Good Will Hunting. Number 15, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Number
Listen, Good Will Hunting and Donnie Darko are both kind of, that's yours, this is mine.
True.
It's not, they both could be probably gone.
Number 16, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Number 17, The Empire Strikes Back. Number 18, Kingsman, The Secret Service. Number 19, Boogie Nights. Number 20, Star Wars.
That's it, people.
I should say A New Hope. But it doesn't. But it's
the first one. Yeah. So go check it out. Flickchart.com/IDP.
Thanks for watching, people.
Thanks for watching.